At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
It's really about who can sort of minimize the mistakes and make the least amount of mistakes and just sail a really smart series.
For the best Olympics coverage, subscribe to the OTB Highlights podcast feed on the OTB Sports app now.
At 22 minutes past nine, delighted to go to Tokyo and welcome Shane Lowry to the show. Shane, good afternoon to you. How are you keeping?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. How is life over there?
I'm good, thanks.
How have you settled in?
Yeah, grand. I've been here a few days now, so jet lag is, last night I had a good night's sleep, so it was nice. I'm pretty okay today. It's just after five in the evening here, so just back from the golf course, bit of practice round today, and feeling pretty good and ready to go tomorrow.
How does the course look?
And course is great, yeah. It's a proper big golf course in great condition. Something similar to what we play on the PGA Tour most weeks. So it's perfect. It's really good, and it's going to take a lot of good golf. And I think they're quite a low score to probably win around here.
How do you feel personally going into this Olympic Games? Obviously, things went quite well for you at the Open. It feels that you're cresting to a wave at just the right time.
Yeah, I feel good about my game, but like I take nothing for granted in this game. I've been playing well in the past, and you have to ride that wave, and you just kind of keep going as long as you can. And I still go out and do the same thing every week. I just take nothing for granted. I prepared quite well. I feel like my game's in good shape, and you know, I feel like I hopefully can go out and contend for a medal this week. That's kind of, that's my goal. That's my aim being here. I didn't come here to, obviously I am enjoying the experience, but I didn't come here just to enjoy the experience of the Olympics and all that. I came here to hopefully deliver a medal and bring it home.
On the experience of the Olympics, does it feel different going out to play in a golf event wearing the Team Ireland logo? I know you've obviously represented Ireland at like golf World Cups, but does it feel a little bit different?
Well, I haven't yet, so I'll tell you tomorrow afternoon or Sunday evening or whenever it is. I think it will be a little bit different. Look, I went down. We're not staying in the village because it's just too far from the course. I went down the village the other day and I met quite a few of the other Irish athletes. When you see how much the Olympics actually means to people, it's pretty cool that I'm here and I'm involved in it and I have a chance to go and do something very special. And even when you see the history of the Olympics in Ireland, and obviously I've watched it growing up, and look, I never thought that I'd be at an Olympics competing for Ireland. If I could somehow manage to win, obviously a gold medal would be unbelievable to do something like that, but any medal would be really nice to bring it home. But obviously, gold, like we've not won that many gold medals over the years, and I think it would be just pretty cool to be able to do something like that, and it'd be kind of something that my name would probably be in history forever if I did that. So that's kind of that's what's driving me on this week, the fact that I've got a chance to do something very special with my week this week, and hopefully I can give myself a chance. The one thing I want is I'd love a chance Sunday afternoon to have a chance to stand on the podium and hear the national anthem being blared out over the speaker would be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even in the rowing this morning, George Hamilton was on commentary and he just put it straight into historical perspective. Even if you leave gold medals aside, 33 medals in 97 years, I think was the stat that he had. Only 32 people are actually lucky enough to have one. And I presume it's when you see something like that this morning in the rowing, or as you say, when you're chatting to some of the other Irish athletes, you then really start to get true perspective on what winning a medal and what importance that would have over the course of the next couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. You see, obviously you watch you watch other countries and you see them picking up medals pretty easy. Obviously not easy, because they work very hard and they're very successful at what they do to do it. But, you know, and you see we won our first medal, obviously, at this Games today. And I'd love to be able to just produce a medal for Team Ireland and to bring it home. That's, you know, I just love to be able to do something like that. And obviously, I hope some of the other athletes over the next few days and next couple of weeks can win a couple of medals as well. And, you know, hopefully we can have a good Olympics as a team. So, yeah, like I said, I just, you know, I'm very focused and very driven on my goal this week. And I just hope that I can perform to the best of my ability. And like we said, you know, do something very special.
Your brother is caddying for you this week?
He is, yeah. Alan's caddied for me a few times before and he does a good job. So he's here this week. And, you know, we've had a good few days. We haven't fallen out yet. So, it's nice. It's kind of a family thing. It's pretty cool. Obviously, Bo will be back next week in Memphis. Just to have my brother here experiencing the whole thing with me is pretty cool as well. And like I said, he does a great job. So, yeah, looking forward to getting going now tomorrow. You know, big weeks like this, you know, this week and majors and stuff like that, big weeks, I'm always very excited and very anxious to get going. So I'm just looking forward to teeing it up in the first tee tomorrow and get my week underway and hopefully shooting a good number tomorrow and put myself right there for the rest of the week.
This might be a stupid question, Shane, but if you were to get a medal at these games, would your brother also get one as a caddy?
He doesn't know. Caddies don't get one.
Oh.
So, I think that's a bone of contention with the caddies. Yeah. But no, he doesn't get one. But I'm sure he'll get a nice little gift from me if he does help me to win a medal.
Surely a caddy for a gold medal winner would have Bo looking over his shoulder.
Well, Alan actually works, but caddies do actually work. But Alan's got a job and he's pretty happy doing that. He lives in Dublin and he works for Deloitte. So he's doing that there. He took a week off this week to come and do it. Look, when I asked him at the start, in the middle of this year, and we knew it was going to be COVID. We thought we were going to be able to, you know, experience the whole Olympics and go to some events and stuff like that. That would have been pretty cool. We're not able to do that. We're just kind of in our hotel and we're at the golf course, but it is pretty cool that we're both there together. My parents are sitting at home, they're two very proud parents, and all my family are very excited about the whole thing. So it'd be pretty cool if I could play some good golf and get myself into contention and give everyone at home something to cheer about the weekend.
Have you been chatting much to Rory over the last couple of days? I know you're not staying in the same area.
We are, yeah. We're together. We played 18 holes today, so yeah, we played the golf course today together and we enjoyed our practice round. It was pretty hot out there today. It was very hot today actually. So yeah, Rory's obviously here this week and he's here to, you know, he's a professional golfer, so he's here to compete and contend and try and win a medal. We're obviously in a team, we're on the same team, but at the end of the day we're competing again for one of three spots. So, you know, he played some good golf today and I'm sure he's pretty pretty excited about the week and pretty eager to go out and play some good golf.
On the approach you might have, Shane, when you're out there, obviously you're not talking about prize money, you're not talking about Ryder Cup points, things like that. Does it change your approach that, you know, players are maybe a bit more inclined to be more attacking and just go for it because, you know, fourth place is the same as 14th or 40th?
Yeah, I personally, I've thought about this, obviously. I'm just going to go and play my own game. Like when I get too aggressive, I make sloppy mistakes and do stuff like that. So I think, you know, I just need to play my way into the tournament. Look, it's 72 holes of golf, so there's no point going out at the first. And I've been super. So you just kind of need to play your way into the tournament like every other week. And like, you know, most weeks are, you know, the majority of weeks where I show up, I feel like I can finish in the top three anyway. So I'm, you know, I will go out game plan and I have my game plan ready for this golf course and I just need to go out and execute with that now. That's the way I look at it. Whether I am more aggressive than I normally am, no, I won't be. I think I'll just be the same. Look, I'm an aggressive golfer anyway and I like to try and make a lot of birdies, but I'm aggressive when I need to be and I kind of know when to back off when I need to as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, you know, when you get to the weekend and depending on how many shots behind you are or how many shots ahead you are of of certain positions. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because look, it is different. I know there's probably a few guys here that were in Rio, but this is my first experience of this, so it will be different, and it will be different come the weekend, but hopefully I can handle all of that and, you know, play some good golf.
It will be interesting because, I don't know, people over the last couple of days have been saying that there are certain Olympic sports where the Olympics is the be-all and end-all, and people have been unfairly beating golf with this stick that, oh, there'll be another major or another week to win a competition. But people are forgetting that you guys are cold-blooded killers on the golf course, and once you get into contention after 2 days, you guys will be thirsty for that gold medal.
Yeah, look, it doesn't matter if I'm out playing my friends at home for €5 or whether I'm here competing for a gold medal. I want to play my best, and I'm a competitor at the end of the day, and I'm probably one of the most competitive men in the world, and Rory's the same. And like, at the end of the day, we're here, we're proud golfers, we want to go out and compete, and we want to do our best, and we want to shoot our best scores. So, you know, whether it be a British Open or a Masters or an Olympics, we want to go out and win the tournament. So we're all here now. And like you said, look, golf's a funny one because, you know, it's not, the other athletes that I spoke to in the village, they've been training for 5 years for this. And it's like, you know, and you see them getting knocked out and you see how dejected they are. And, you know, for us golfers, it's not that it's just another week, but it's, you know, it's another big week in our calendar. We've got a lot of big weeks in our calendar every year. And this for us is obviously a huge week, and it's a huge week for me. And like I keep saying, I'd love to win a medal here, and I'd give anything to bring a medal home to Ireland, you know, because I'm here now. But people were asking me about the Olympics 3 weeks ago when I'm going to prepare for the Open, and I'm like, you know, I'm not thinking about the Olympics. I'll be thinking about it when I get to it, but I don't think about the Olympics, and you don't think about tournaments until you get to it. It's like if I'm 3 weeks before the Masters, I don't think about the Masters because I have other tournaments to think about and stuff to do. So, but now that I'm here, I ultimately want to win a medal, and I want to go out there for my family and my friend, my town and my county and my country. I want to go out and try and bring a medal back to everyone. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. It would be amazing. Very best to look over the next couple of days, Shane. Hope it's an enjoyable experience. Hope it's a successful experience. Thanks a million for taking the call.
Thanks, lads. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.